Two Beautiful Subconscious. Here's another episode. Episode number 23, in fact. And 23 is my lucky number. So it just feels good to be here. And also because it's been a wild, wild month. Back-to-back stuff of cool, cool things. Firstly, Bali retreat. That was epic, as you know. Family time after that was amazing. Got back to Australia, flew to the East Coast to film a media project. I can't wait to share what that is. And then came back to WA the next day, jumped straight into a Kinesi container and was in it up until yesterday. And it was wild. It was seriously wild. And what I love about this work is, firstly, in these containers, it's like this vortex of just like, boom, you're in it. The outside world does not exist until you close your laptop and then you get back out and you're like, freaking deek, what just happened? And I love it. I trust in it so much to my core, and I will forever be doing this work. And then it just, as you hold the container for your clients, as they continuously expand, you are that flag flyer too of continuous expansion. So I'll always put myself in at least once a year to get back in and do some self-work, do some study, do some attunement. And yeah, I loved it. So I was going to share with you what that experience was and what I was able to liberate and why the whole vibration of the word liberate and liberation just means so much to me. So I had this innate stuff, like from the very beginning, I had this innate knowingness of, I just don't want to like carry like all the junk on me. Like if I don't have to, I won't. Like, and if that means looking vulnerable or looking a little like, oh my God, I can't believe she said that. Oh my God, I can't believe she's showing that sort of phase. Then I'll happily do that if that means that I'm not carrying my junk. Like I know I've got some, you know, friends and I've been in and around. And look, to a certain degree, I'm sure I've done it as well, where they're just like, oh my God, I would rather take that to the grave than being exposed for that, whether it's, you know, from a sign of weakness, whether you're crying, whether you're looking at your own, you know, your shadow unresolved sides, because it's vulnerable. You're just like, all of a sudden you're like, damn, like some stuff there. And some people just don't want to do that. And it just pains me that they're going to carry that heaviness. And you know what? That heaviness compounds. That's the thing. So it, like what gets suppressed progresses. And so you're just allowing that to manifest and it infiltrates into your mental body, into your emotional body, into your relationships, into your physical body, into your career. And you deal with all those areas individually, thinking that there is a surface thing that you can do to rectify the uneasiness in any of those areas, when really it all starts with that unresolved experience, situation, emotion, imprint that's left in your subconscious or had been left in your subconscious that has now manifested into those areas. And it's heavy. Like I had a client the other day and they were just like, I feel like I have lifted like, you know, a 40 kilo weight off my back that I've been carrying for, they can't even remember a time when they weren't. And it's like, this is what we like all need in life, just to not carry our own beautiful BS. And so, yeah, I'll forever find ways of like just poking around me like, oh, is that what's under there? All right, get that up, please. Thank you. Love you. Mean it. Bye. And this one was pretty gnarly because I didn't expect to go in the more shadow sides as consistently or as constant as what I did. And what I mean by that is like, yeah, when we go high, sometimes, well, we have to go low to go high. We have to go low to go high. What do I mean by that? Is that as we rise and ascend, you have to address what might be anchoring you down, being like, no, we don't want to do that. You have to look within, dive down and just kind of face, unhook, let go, release, heal those lower energies that are circulating down and creating that friction within yourself. And yeah, that's where we went. But it was like, it seemed like I was in a constant state of those lower levels. And I'm okay with that because I trust the process with every part of who I am. I'm forever just like, cool, this is where we need to be. I trust. But does it mean that it's comfortable? No. And I felt like such a little brat. I truly did. I was saying that to my mentor. I'm like, I just got some like bratty vibes. And that I say without judgment. I really, truly do. It was just a recognition of that's where I was at. And you got to love the brat. You got to love the feist. You got to love the sadness. You got to love the tears. You got to love every part of it because that's what sets it free. And that's what like ultimate radical unconditional acceptance is the name of this game. If you don't accept a part of you or a part of your journey, then that is going to be weighing you down until you finally liberate yourself from it. So ultimate radical acceptance is where it's all about without needing to guilt yourself about the whole process. But I do believe and understand that it is a process. So yeah, I just wanted to share with you my experience. I was a brat and a lot of the things that I just felt like I was at like high school where I was just like, you know, just distracted. And I wanted to sort of just get a little bit disruptive. And I'm like, oh my God, I can see it play out. And I'm just like, what is this surfacing? And I could see myself just like getting really resistant to just the, you know, I guess the higher vibes. It was like, you know, when you're at a shopping center or you're at somewhere and someone's like super, super happy. And look, this is what people say about me. So I get it, but super, super happy. And you're just not there and you're just like, God, you annoy me. You know, those situations. That's what it felt like. I'm like, what is playing out here? And I think the what I took from it, how I processed that is was because there were so many things playing out, but I've had a lifetime of needing to people please and being told to not behave that way or not say those things, or this is all that you can say, or this is how you address something, you know, being told what to say, do and think and make sure you look pleasant and happy and, you know, welcoming as you do that. And it was like enough was enough as to really heal and integrate that people pleaser in me, to heal and integrate that like happy go lucky, and to really bring up and welcome like the biatchy little brat that hangs out within me also. So she was there. She came out to play. She was like feeling all the feels. And you know what? Like it led to some other darker places. Like there was some talks of, you know, violations of my own boundaries. And like my emotional boundaries, again, of not being able to express the anger that I had, not being able to express rage when I really, really felt it. I don't think we've all been taught how to really express healthy anger. It's because it's frowned upon. It's not societally acceptable. And so these violations of boundaries, when that came through, just had a rush of tears and emotion. And I'm like, holy shit. Like as that happens, like, you can violate your own boundaries when that resonance is still there. You violate what you're allowing for yourself, what you're, and in my circumstance, this is what by this resonance of violation of boundaries, I am like, how do I express that? It's like I'm protecting myself through this like bratty kind of behavior. And I'm even being a brat to myself for not doing the things that I said that I want to do. It's like this stubborn, like, I'm not going to do it because he told me to do it. It's like I'm playing that out to myself. And so it's like, well, not anyone that's going to have to deal with and wear the consequences of that. So just come along and play. But as much as I could see that play out, the stubborn little person in me was just like, no, even though all I wanted was to be soothed. So it was a beautiful process of seeing things all at once simultaneously. A lot of my dad stuff came through as well, my beautiful dad. And that was about how his courage, he gave me so much courage. He saw so much in me whilst he was alive and really was my biggest cheerleader and my biggest protector. And after he died, it was like I left going like, I can prove it to myself. I can do all the things. And it's like the courage that I was coattailing on of what he had for me was slowly starting to run out. And I'm like, wait, I've got to build the courage for myself. So it was a fascinating process. It really, really was a lot of liberation for me, a lot of liberation of anger, a lot of liberation of rage, a lot of liberation of you don't have to be the pleasant, happy person all the time if you don't feel aligned to that. And there's healthy, integrated ways to really express it. But because we've been frowned upon and shamed about it, we are unaware to know how to really communicate it and express it in its most authentic form. Or if we do, there's a fear that we're going to be ostracized and there's going to be confrontation about it. So it was really, really powerful. And I liberated not only the pain, but I liberated some really cool ass potential as well, like untapped potential. As every day went through, no joke, I could hear, I was having some supersonic hearing. Like I always had some pretty cool auditory just awarenesses, but as the more and more I was clearing my own vessel and clearing out my junk, my auditory was like dialing up insanely. Like in my pool, I had the hose in there to fill it up a little bit. I could hear that from my office in the front of the house. And I'm just like, I shouldn't be able to hear that, but then I don't want to limit myself that I shouldn't. But there's a part of me that couldn't have heard that before. And now I'm like, I can really, like, that's ear piercing, like stop. So it was fascinating that was coming through. And also just my, like, just like single focus, commitment, clarity, courage. It was just like, all right, it's on. Like there was like not only an embodiment of that, but just letting go of the other things. It was a liberation. It was a liberation on so many levels. And so that is why I really want to, I guess, express to you, firstly, why the word liberation, I just think is what everyone is seeking without us really realizing, and why I decided to call my formula the liberation movement. So liberation, like it's that freedom that we all seek. We all want wealth, but why do we want wealth? For freedom of choice, freedom of experience, freedom to help who we want to help at any given moment. Why do we want to have our own business? Because we want to have the freedom of not being told what to do. Why do we want, you know, the freedom of employment? So we don't have to think of all the things. Like we have that freedom of choice. We have that freedom of expression. That freedom is the liberation. What do you need to liberate in order for that freedom to really take place? What do you need to liberate within yourself? Like, are you experiencing every day lower self-esteem? Can you liberate yourself from what is contributing to your lower self-esteem? Can you liberate yourself or liberate the potential that lies within you so you can really claim that life of freedom? Can you really liberate the potential of the relationship that you desire by liberating the blocks that you have around trust and abandonment in your past relationships or how you've been brought up to perceive relationships? It is huge. I think liberation is ultimately what we're all after. I don't know how many other people are like thinking like this is like their like superpower word, but I freaking do. And so why I decided to call my program and my formula the Liberation Movement is exactly that. And so the Liberation Movement has got three major pillars within it, all in that process of liberating you, not only your pain, but liberating your potential. Why? So you can live that liberated life, but also live that life with no limits, live that life that you desire, live that life on your terms, whatever it is that you desire, whatever life and whatever follows after that. You can have that by liberating yourself. So the three major pillars are subconscious mastery. I am in love with our subconscious. We can think like, oh God, she carries all the things, and she does. She carries an archive of everything that you've ever interfaced with, everything that you've ever thought, everything that your mum's ever thought. You can access that through that. Wild, I know. If it lands, it lands. If it doesn't, that's so fine. It will land on some subconscious level. What it also does, it has the ability to be able to attune you to the outcomes and the desires that are not yet manifested or not yet materialized. So you can attune your subconscious. So it is crucial to master your subconscious because it is the gateway of everything that you want and the gateway of everything that you don't want. So get her on your side. Like that is the key. People can disempower themselves so much, and I see it, and it pains me that they unaware of the correlations that play out with their physical pain and their current state of reality, that all is accessible and unresolved or yet materialized or unactivated in your subconscious. Subconscious mastery is key. Second pillar is emotional freedom. So emotions get stuck in our bodies. Emotions get stuck, you know, it's like energy in motion, and we can feel and understand and can conceptualize that when emotions get trapped in our body, whether it's in our muscles, whether it's in our fascia, whether it's in our systems, whether it's anywhere, we need to firstly locate it. We need to understand it. And when we understand why that emotion was either overcharged, undercharged, we become neutral on it. When we become neutral on that emotion, then we can integrate it and it's no longer having an effect on us that we don't desire. So that emotion, when we understand it, we can liberate it. When we understand the emotions of why they're there, we liberate ourselves. And so no longer are we getting dictated to by our emotions. We are, you know, working with the emotions. We're not trying to delete. And I think that's the thing, right? Ensure when you're doing this work that you're not trying to negate your emotions and not try to get it done quickly, see it, get it done. So, because I don't want anything to do with it. And I used to say that about sadness all the time. I'm just like, oh, I don't have time to be sad. Like, yeah, cool, get it up. It's like judge, minimize, think you're better than. Like, sadness has its equal value as well. All emotions are neutral. All emotions are of equal value. So emotional freedom, integration is the key for that. When we integrate our emotions, then we can liberate ourselves from them. And then we can use that energy to liberate the potential that the energy deserves to explore into and activate. And then you'll just have a whole completely different life. Maybe you don't want a different life. Maybe you just want to enhance the life that you've got. Whatever it is, you have that choice. You have that freedom of choice. The next, once we've mastered our subconscious, once we've freed our emotions and integrate them, then we've got potential activation. So this is where we really dive into liberating your potential, freeing the F out of your potential, getting that activated so you can really feel and live a more full and a fulfilled life. So this potential that is always there, it just now starts to become more up to the surface. Why? Because you're not living in survival all the time. You're not now like looking over your shoulder like, oh, is there a threat? Did they say something that I, you know, was that, did they mean that in this way? And now you're responding, your physicality is responding, like you're tense. All of that now is no longer part of your everyday. You've got this space for truly authentic inspirations to drop in. And it's those authentic inspirations that are like innately yours that is activating your potential. And that's what you should follow. That's the carrot that you should follow. Always like just finding like what inspires me and then go forth towards that and allow that to activate more and more of your potential. These things all feed off each other. Like when you become subconscious or master your subconscious and release your emotional freedom, like you're going to have this ability to really be able to like change your relationships. Why? Because you're no longer reactive by your emotions and you can have an understanding of your subconscious and therefore a better understanding of their subconscious. You have an attained emotional intelligence and subconscious intelligence. You can just get them and you can kind of understand what they might be experiencing without your filters sending you down a path that is from reaction. When you have emotional freedom and the emotional freedom and potential activation, then you're also going to be able to, you know, then have a higher self of confidence. You're going to be able to have like more self-trust. You're going to be able to just enhance your empowerment. Like this is what it's about. You have that amplified self-value And so that's what, like, the emotional freedom and potential, like when you release your own beautiful BS or go towards the emotions that make you feel good, then helps activate that potential, then you're valuing yourself more. You go into the emotions of value, you're loving yourself more, you're accepting yourself more, you're choosing to find tranquility in yourself more, you're choosing understanding more, optimism more, you're valuing yourself more. And then when potential activation and subconscious mastery interface, you're taking aligned action. You're creating the life of your dreams. Why? Because your subconscious and your conscious are in alignment, and through the potentials that you've activated, you're taking aligned action, and you're, you know, you're responding with confidence. You're responding with nothing on a higher level can actually go wrong. Like, you know that to your core, because you will always have the inner guidance to take you to where you need. And you trust that wherever you land in any given moment, you're meant to be there, and there's something there for you in service of your expansion. That's the beauty of this. So when we allow ourselves that moment of, I got this, everything changes. It's like, let's freaking go. What else can we do in life? That is the liberation movement to me. That is living a liberated life. I want to have beautiful, deep, authentic connections and relationships with myself and with others. I want to feel empowered. I want to value myself. I want to value it so much. And I also want to create a life that I'm truly, like, inspired by and connected to and fulfilled by. That's what's important. So if you could have something in your life that you could liberate, what would that be? What does liberation now, with, like, after chatting about it, what could that mean for you? What could it mean if you liberated the pain and abandonment around relationships? Like, is there a part of you that's ready now to liberate your doubt and to liberate and free the clarity in and around your purpose? Because it's there, it's just getting clouded down by all the other stuff that's making you act out of survival and prioritize that first over then inspiration. What if you liberated the heavy burdens of the past and childhood hurts? Like, how different could life be for you? And that is what I absolutely want for everyone, because when you come out of that reactive state, you're no longer in survival. You're in this state of oneness, wholeness, possibility. Everything is possible, and you can attune to the capacity and the capabilities of you materializing that. That is liberation for me. So I would love to hear your thoughts. Please let me know, what is it that you would love to liberate from your world? Like, what would be that one thing? Or there'd be a bunch for me. I still find things that I'd love to liberate. So I would love to hear yours. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it around. Please pass it to your loved ones and anyone that they could liberate a few bits and bobs in their life. I would love to hear it. And if you are wanting to take that step, please jump on the $111 initial consult and session. It'll be in the show notes, and that offer will not last forever. We've got a program, a 12-month program now. It's about to launch. We're going to just change up working so deeply with clients, and I can't wait. Because I love to go deep. I love to go extensive. I love to meet you where you're at and then just show you what's possible. So let me know your thoughts. Thank you for sharing your ears with me. I hope it wasn't as, you know, ear-piercing as what I was receiving over the course of my course. And until next week, take care of you.
Audience exclusive.